So we're in Dawlish now. Everybody's just using the public convenience. I'm looking over the railings here of I don't know what river this is. Should we have a look? I don't know. I don't know if it records whilst I'm looking elsewhere, but I'm looking at the fish in the river here, the trout. The river's not that wide. The river's not that wide. The fish are jumping. Oh, it's only, 6 metres wide. Slow moving. How about the trout? There's a handful of trout right in front of me. Ah, trouble. There are lots of fish in there. You see that big fish right there? You see that one there?
Just,
they're jumping. There's loads of fish. Look at them all over there. About 10. Right, let's go. We've got 2 hours, you lot. Let's get a shift on. There's two ducks, three ducks. What? Hold my hand. Where are we going here? Okay.
There's a massive black swan over there.
There's a black swan there. Look at these black swans. Wow. I'm just going to pause here. Take a picture. Okay, we're back. Two black swans with red beaks. Oh, one black swan's stretching and it's got white feathers actually underneath. I'm sure they said that Dawlish is famous for black swans. I'm sure I've just read that somewhere. Okay, walking down along the river here. There are juvenile kittiwake seagulls on the river. Every so often there's a little weir on the river. There's a kittiwake standing on the weir. On the other side of the road, on my right, it's the Shaftesbury Theatre show now on. What show is it? Don't know. So the weather is it's a bit breezy, if I'm to be honest. I've left my Zoom in the car, like a muppet in the wagon. It solved a problem with the lights, actually, the indicators. Removed the LED indicator bulbs that just leave it alone, pampas grass. I've removed the LED bulbs that I had in the indicators and put the normal bulbs back in, and problem solved. More black swans.
They're making their nest.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hang on. The two black swans making their nest in the middle of the river. Where have you just chinked that? On where?
On that lamppost.
Because why?
There's a stupid dog that started barking at one. So I pulled her that way and caught it on the lamppost.
I could put a very delicate stitch in there, but it's... The ladies... There's two little border terriers have just started barking at my... I don't like border terriers. For that reason. Harry! And it's caused Sarah to walk into a lamppost and it's nicked her. Rav jacket, like a windproof jacket that she's got. It's Kermit. Are the people gathered here? The black swan right in front of them. And now we've... Harry! Careful, son. And now we've come to this caged-off area, which is a bit of a sanctuary, I suppose, for these ducks. Look at these beautiful little... Look at those beautiful little ducks there, those white ducks.
There's a nice brown duck.
Here's a load of pigeons. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's got feathers coming out the back of its head, like a Mohican. Oh, it's like a little ball of feathers on the back of its head. How strange. There's some nice little ducks. You can donate. Ah. Well, that smells nice. There's a shop on the right-hand side of the road here called Gay's Creamery. There's some innuendos there, I'm sure. Old-fashioned Devonshire ice cream. Old-fashioned Devonshire ice cream. By... Is that for Papa?
Yeah, there's no trip to Dawlish complete
without it. What? Say again?
No trip to Dawlish is complete without it, apparently.
What, ice cream?
Yeah, their ice cream.
Oh, right. No trip to Dawlish is complete without ice cream from Gay's Creamery. Does anybody want an ice cream? Does anybody want an ice cream? No? Does anybody want an ice cream? No, no, nobody? Okay. Nobody wants an ice cream. I've asked them. I did say, does anybody want an ice cream? But nobody heard. Right, come on. Something smells nice. Something smells hot, like apple pie. Let's go into Gay's Creamery. Honey, lots of honey for sale. And Cornish Rattler, which is beautiful. But not at £3 a bottle, it's not. Oh. I'll tell you what else I'm going to buy. Clotted cream. Take away 4 scones. $3.50. Oh, tomorrow, can you hold those, please? And
look, doorway.
Mouldy? What? Smoky. Broken. I'm miming to my wife through the window of the shop. Okay. Right. Come on then. So we bought some. Where's Tamara gone? Hang on a minute. Am I missing a trick here? I thought we were coming to buy ice cream.
Yeah, but I've heard on that side.
Oh, okay. Would you have ice cream? Oh, what would you like? Let's take these. Yep.
Menus on the red board.
Menus on the red
board. Only vanilla.
Clotted cream. Clotted cream. Should say clotted dream.
Do you
want plain flake? It's flake and cream. Okay, I think we'll have two. Okay, can I have two specials? And three with a flake, please.
Yeah.
I need to see if I've got the money in my pocket. That's okay, so it's a roped off area. Oh.
Evening, sir.
We have. Yeah.
Leaving South?
No, I'm not.
Would you like a bag for that one?
Please, if you've got one.
That'll do, love.
16.80.
Thank you very much.
No,
not
at all.
Yep.
£3.50.
Oh. Cornish. Yeah, don't be touching. Thanks very much. Okie dokie, lovely. Let's go around here. These are the specials?
Yeah.
Okay. No, this is Mummy and Daddy's. The next ones are for you. Ice cream? Yes. Special kind. With a flake and cream. The pasties look nice though, don't they?
Thank you.
Bye. Well, no, the last one's yours. There, she's got yours now. Look, the lady. That's lovely. There you go, son. Tomorrow, can you grab that? Sorry, thank you. Thanks ever so much. Let's go. Yeah. I know. These ice creams are massive. Do you see the price of the pasties? They're dirt cheap.
I know. Just about to say, Cornwall may have the scenery and the surface, but... They've got cherry pie and everything in there.
Oh, I've just clicked something. It's got clotted cream on the top. You don't like it, do you?
I don't.
That's it on the side there. You can't tell. I thought it was a mixture. I thought it was clotted cream flavoured ice cream. It's not. That's all clotted cream there.
Hello.
You don't like it? No.
I like cream on a scone. But you're in Devon, so allegedly the jam goes on top. In Devon.
I put a jam on top, don't I?
I don't, I put cream on top.
So, we're talking here. They all make their own cream and jam. In the back of that place, they were making the cream.
Where else, right? Do you get a bacon sarnie?
£1.75. Mhm. So audio boo, people. Audio boom.
The bakeries are amazing.
I'm being quite gluttonous here. I've just had about, what would that be? Just shy of 100 grams of clotted cream. No, I love it. Right. Watch out, son. Oh, yeah. Here's my Jaguar.
Keep walking.
He's got my Jag. He's got the Jaguar XJ. Harry, just watch what you're doing. So, anyway. The shop I've just been in there. What time is it? It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they were still stacked up with Cornish pasties. I don't know that they call them Cornish pasties here, though.
No, I didn't know what to call it earlier. I thought can I have that?
A pasty.
And she went pasty. I went yeah.
Go.
Idiot.
an idiot. Let's walk through here, out the way of the traffic. It's like an island in the middle of the... Yeah. Bloody dog. Oh. It's crazy golf on the right, look. It's all over you, Jake. It. Give us this. Sorry, audio boom, I'm there.
Salvaging Harry's ice cream.
I know, I've got a headache from eating it. I'm not being funny, right? That amount of ice cream, you know, well, anywhere else, that would have easily cost $3.50.
Even in Scarborough, it was $2.20 for a lemon top, and that was rubbish ice cream.
Do you want this ice cream or should Dad have it? Do you want the ice cream as well? Okay. He's eating his flake. The little lad. So, tons of ice cream. Tons of clotted cream. And a bag of scones and jam and cream. Oh. So, not much blue sky here in Dawlish. He says eating his flake. It's going to rain at 4:30, I believe it. Not much blue sky. Clouds are quite high. But it's a bit cool now. Let's get walking. So this is a little park in the middle of the road system here. The river running through it into the sea. Crossing over Zebra Crossing. And we're now coming out the seafront under the railway bridge. Here we are looking at the sea. Boat rides. Starcross to Exmouth Ferry. From Starcross Pier departs 10 past each hour. From 10:10 until 4:10. Runs till the end of the week. Oh yeah, this is all new. I don't know, no. Further along, I think. So you remember when we had the bad floods in the UK, was it last year? The year before? When we had the bad floods in the UK, Dawlish Railway was heavily affected. Look at that there. The coastline is fantastic to look at. Idiots. It's what do you call those things? You know, a kind of wall that they build out into the sea. It kind of probably stops the... I can't think of the word, the name of this thing. Stops the waves, you know, beating up. There's some people walking down it, some kids. Well, of course, it's just got soaking wet. So, I'm just about to feed a kittiwake, a juvenile. Here you go. Come on up here. Oh my God. It's like the flipping birds. Where the hell did these come from? Hear it. Yeah, I'm going to feed it by hand. Come here, here, here. What's this? Here comes one padding along. Here. Here. I'm going to feed it out my hand. Oh, you little bugger. Walking along the coastal path on the rear side of the, or the seaside of the railway station. I fed one of those kittiwakes by hand, nearly took my bloody finger off. Why not?
It sounds, don't feed them.
Where does it say that?
It's bad for their diet.
And oh, whatever.
To attack humans.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Don't feed the kittiwakes. Right, do put your, no. Got ice cream all over. Anybody got a hanky in a pocket for Harry?
I don't
think it's good. Look at you with your ice cream on. Do you want this anymore? We're having a bit of an ice cream nightmare because Harry eats ice cream so slowly.
Right, use that tissue that you've got.
Right, use that. Right, hang on.
Wrap it around the bottom and then your hand will get it.
Well done.
Not that he eats it slowly, he just eats, doesn't even look around the bottom.
Right. Here you are. Good lad. Okay. Should have brought the Zoom. 22 minutes in. Oh, listen to that. So sand is red here. We're walking along what's known as the coastal footpath. I wonder if this is known as the, I wonder if this is the national trail, the Southwest Coast Path that we're on now.
It is.
It is. This is weird. Right, basically, the railway station's on our left and the sea's on our right. So it, here is the I don't know where it was.
It's underwater further down, but the waves were going over the top, the whole line.
You can see that this will be quite nasty, can't you? My wife and I are just discussing the my wife, the one I bought from Thailand. The weather. What's this say here? Risk of pollution and reduced water quality. Advice against bathing due to fault in a sewage system.
Nice.
Is that the fault in a sewage system that they're pumping the sewage into the sea type of fault? £16.80 worth of stuff in that shop. Ice creams, five ice creams, and the cream tea to take away. Oh, my life. Oh, God, that kittiwake kind of flipping nip on it.
Well, it says don't eat it. We're detective,
we're not really smart. So basically, look at this. This will be the sea depositing this, you know. Oh, no, maybe they've put it here so it absorbs it. Basically, we're walking along the wall, which is the footpath. So it drops down about 2 metres to 2.5 metres. What? What's new? Bits of it. Well, they're going to have to continue doing it. I'm surprised that they've made it out of wood, because look, this is what the sea salt does. Oh, careful, stay on the inside, son. So yeah, it kind of dangerously drops down off this kind of wall to the right onto the, well, you drop down onto a concrete kind of footer and then onto the sand. And so the footpath that we're walking on is what, 1 meter wide, which includes the edge of the wall, and then you've got 2 meters to the wall, on top of which is the railway line. But this footpath on our left is covered in this red sand. I'm just wondering if it's been deliberately put there to absorb water. I wouldn't have thought so. Oh, listen to that. And so you've got the railway line, which is above us, technically. It's a bit nippy. What are we looking at? I know, that's what I said. Looking up the coastline. We've only got an hour left on the car. Was it 16:10? This is the English. This is the start of the English Riviera. I didn't know England had a Riviera. Oh, aye. That's further down, isn't it? Look. There are lots of Staffy Bull Terriers. I can see 3 Staffy Bull Terriers by different owners in less than 100 metres. What's going on? Well, the weather's definitely changing, isn't it? I feel a bit cool now, Sarah, if I'm to be honest. I've only got a fleece jumper on. Oh no, it's an English Bull Mastiff. Oh, the train. Hear the train? Train up there. Wow. Okay, enough of our walking along talking rubbish. Speak to you soon.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.